bear fruit that will last, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple area. He looked around at everything, and since it was already late, went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went over to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. It was not the time for figs. And he said to it in reply, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and on entering the temple area, he began to drive out those selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. He did not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple area. Then he taught them, saying, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples'? But you have made it a den of thieves." The chief priests and the scribes came to hear of it and were seeking a way to put him to death. Yet they feared him, because the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city. Early in the morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus said to them in reply, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have a grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. It's amazing how easily hunger can turn into anger. Has this ever happened to you? Hunger turning into anger? Or as people say today, hanger, when you combine the two words together, hunger and anger. The funniest commercial depicting the debilitating effects of hunger was for a candy bar. In one commercial, two men are at a party, talking to two pretty girls, who they're apparently trying to pick up. One of the two men looks like Joe Pesci, the sarcastic comedian, prone to violent outbursts. After introducing themselves, Joe Pesci loses his composure and starts interrogating the two girls for no apparent reason. Pesci suddenly asks, "What are you looking at?" And not pausing for an answer, asks again, "What, are we not good enough for you? What, are you some big supermodels or something? What do you model, gloves?" Then after his friend takes him aside and hands him a candy bar, the man becomes his usual charming self. It was a memorable ad about how hunger makes us lose our cool and our composure, to the extent that we're almost another person, like Joe Pesci. In Mark chapter 10, it looks like Jesus loses his cool because of hunger. And he could have used a candy bar to calm down as well. St. Mark writes, "As they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went over to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. It was not the time for figs. And he said in reply, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." Jesus suddenly sounded like Joe Pesci because his hunger got the better of him. Is that what's really going on in the gospel? Not at all. First of all, Jesus is not a slave to his passions and his bodily appetites, but rather he possesses absolute self-mastery. Remember how he rebuffed the devil's temptations in the desert, not eating for 40 days? Jesus can easily fast from figs for one day. Secondly, the fig tree was an ancient symbol for the chosen people. We read in Hosea, the ancient prophet, in chapter 9, verse 10, who prophesied, "Like grapes in the desert, I found Israel. Like the first fruits of the fig tree is first to ripen, I looked on your ancestors." But the Jews fell from grace and away from God, and the time for judgment had arrived. Jesus' judgment on the fig tree, therefore, is symbolic of God's judgment on Israel. Indeed, that's why Jesus' next step is to enter into the temple and drive out the money changers. The faulty fig tree represented the faults of the people. Hence Jesus' judgment. Not because he was hungry. I think one lesson we can draw out from this scripture is to ask ourselves, are we slaves to our own passions? Or have we learned self-mastery? The rich spiritual tradition of the church offers us seven capital sins or vices that perennially plague all people, including me and you. Envy, greed, gluttony, sloth, lust, anger, and pride. As a convenient way to remember these seven capital sins, I use the mnemonic device, the acronym that spells EGG SLAP. EGGSLAP. Envy, greed, gluttony, sloth, lust, anger, and pride. For instance, does greed, a lack of money, or financial struggles make you turn into Joe Pesci and behave badly, blaming others? Perhaps gluttony, not satisfying your desire for food, causes you to lash out at people. What about satisfying your sexual appetite? Lust. Do you seek solace in illicit sexual activity? Sometimes our bruised egos or our prickly pride causes resentment or revenge. Jesus did not take out his hunger pains on a faulty fig tree. He only condemned the faulty faith of his people. Jesus is also looking for the figs of faith from each of us in lives of holiness and humility. We don't want Jesus to turn into Joe Pesci when he talks to us. Praised be Jesus Christ.